Welcome to the Rehab Your Life podcast. I am your host, Karen Malone, and I am a certified rehabilitation counselor dedicated to helping you rehab your life. Each week, I will be interviewing people to talk about how they have overcome struggles, and I will also share valuable information about a topic that will help you to move forward in your journey. I will also share tools and resources and any nuggets that I have found along the way. I will be challenging you to change your perspective, because when you change your thinking, you can change your life. This episode is sponsored by my book, Lose to Win. It's all about my journey as a believer going through the hardest times of my life, the loss of my child, battling cancer twice, and much more. I share tangible tips on how I managed to keep my sanity through it all. It's available on Amazon.com. I hope that you pick up a copy today. Thank you guys for returning to another episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. We are on week number 7. This is episode number 37. And we are continuing our review of the 10 Natural Laws of Successful Time and Life Management by Hiram Smith. I am just so excited about sharing this information with you and kind of my takeaways or my add-ons to this. And so this has inspired me to kind of put the information in my own words. And so some additional training is going to be coming out. So be on the lookout for that. Law number 7, according to Hiram, is you satisfy needs when your beliefs are in line with reality. And for Rehab Your Life purposes, I will title this Realistic Beliefs. So the definition of reality is the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to an idealistic or notional ideal of them. The state of things as they actually are. How many of us truly stop and look at things as they really are? People are quick to say that they are living in reality, but when you peer through the correct belief window, you might actually see a totally different story altogether, which is actually sad because it is us who are deceiving ourselves. I know that I am a victim of that, especially when it comes to my weight and my financial situation. And those are the two areas, in my opinion, where the majority of people struggle. You can see that with the amount of diet programs that are out there and the amount of fix my credit or fast money opportunities that are out there. But if we stop and take a hard look at where we are and where we desire to be, 9 times out of 10, there are some behaviors that we continue to do that don't actually line up. And if we continue them, we will not reach our goals. Over the last 20 years, there's been a big boom in the personal growth and development space. In his book, Hiram states that personal growth is the process of improving what is on your belief window, and that the willingness to do this is a sign of maturity. Under this law, he talks about a formula that he created. He calls it the 5 rules for changing what's written on your belief window. He states that his formula is based on the psychological theory of cognitive dissonance, which states that our minds cannot hold 2 conflicting viewpoints at the same time, and that we will automatically seek to resolve the conflict by choosing the more logical viewpoint and rejecting the other. So here are the 5 rules for changing what's written on your belief window. Rule number 1, you need to identify the behavior pattern that is not producing the desired results. Rule number 2, you need to identify possible beliefs driving the behavior. Predict future behavior. Oh, rule number three, predict future behavior based on those beliefs. Rule number four, identify alternative beliefs that may produce better results. And rule number five, predict future behavior based on the new beliefs. So I want you to take a few minutes, pause the podcast, and run through this formula to see if this makes sense for you. But let me give you a personal example. So a lot of people that know me know that, you know, the Waffle House is kind of like my Cheers. You know, it's the, I go to one or two locations. I know all of the wait staff, the management, everybody knows my name. They know my food order, etc. Well, I've really been trying to stop going there because it's not helping me to ultimately reach my goals. And so I have to learn to identify the behavior pattern that is producing the desired result. Well, when I think about what's the behavior that I do that's not producing the desired result, is that I actually leave my house in the morning to go and have breakfast over there. And so then I need to look at the benefits that I'm getting out of that. So the benefit that I'm getting out of that is that I'm being served. Someone is preparing my meal and serving it to me, as well as I'm getting my social need met because, hey, Miss Karen, how are you? They know my name. They know my order, etc. So identify possible beliefs that's driving this behavior. Well, I know that one of my love languages, so if you've ever done the five love languages by Gary Chapman, you would list out those. And so I know my top love language is quality time. And so I'm usually the first person up in the house. So I'm here kind of quote unquote by myself. And I will seek out that social need first thing in the morning. But if others are not woke, I don't get that at home. A lot of times I will have some foods downstairs, but I prefer to be served and have my food prepared. And so, but I also know that preparing the food myself is going to help me to reach my health goal overall, big picture. So if I look at number three, predict future behavior based on those beliefs. Well, I can tell you the two goals that I am working towards are my financial goal for, you know, saving a certain amount, you know, my regular emergency fund, but then my 6 months of salary emergency fund, and then to lose weight. And so if I can predict future behavior, so if I continue going over here, spending $10 or $12 a breakfast, and then also, you know, eating what I eat over there, then I'm not going to meet the weight or financial goals. So number four, if I identify alternative beliefs that might produce better results, well, I know that I have other girlfriends that get up in the morning around that same time. Maybe we can FaceTime each other. Then that way I can get that social need met. And then I can make sure that I meal prep for the week, that I have what I need so that I can prepare myself and love on myself by preparing a healthy meal. And then that way I kill two birds with one stone. I'm saving money. And what I need to also do is intentionally then move that $10 or $12 from my checking over to my savings. So that way I would have spent it if I would have went out to the restaurant. So cha-ching, move it over as if I went. So then I'm meeting that savings goal. And then I'm spending some quality time either with a girlfriend or make sure I'm spending some time with God. Get that social need met, that quality time need met. So then number five, predict future behavior based on the new beliefs. Same thing. I, you know, would be meeting my financial goal. I'll be meeting my health goal as well as my social needs. And so this is that rule that can actually, those five rules that can change what's written on my belief window about meeting those goals. So, like I said, I want you to take a few minutes, pause the podcast, and run through this formula in a scenario that is near and dear to your heart, just like I did, and see if it makes sense for you. Now, this is not a one and done type of thing. So, you know, once you back onto the podcast and, you know, you're like, oh, it didn't work for me. Well, you got to find the right scenario so that way it'll work for you. Changing one's beliefs can be stressful. So, you know, don't underestimate this, but also understand that it could be really rewarding and that although it's not easy, it is actually worth it. So the last thing that I want to share with you about law number seven is the I message. I feel like the I message is extremely powerful. You know, to me, if you apply this as you need it, it will definitely help you to be able to better communicate in your relationships. Many of us walk around upset about something that someone did that we didn't agree with. And instead of telling that person, we go and we vent to our girlfriends. But ultimately, we never do anything about the issue. We never stand in our truth. So we choose to continue to stay unhappy. And I know that some of you may be like, I didn't choose to be unhappy. And I say that you did choose it because you are tolerating it. And we cannot change anything that we tolerate. And I know that to be true in my own situation. But I love his I statement because it empowers you and it does not attack the other person. But your feelings are known and a decision needs to be made. So here are the steps to his I message. Step number one, tell the other person, I have a problem. Usually this puts the person on notice. Step number two, give a non-threatening description of the problem from your viewpoint. It's very important that it's from your viewpoint so that way that it doesn't attack the other person. You may need to take some time and actually write this down to ensure that it's a non-threatening description. Step number three, tell the person how the situation makes you feel. Now, this should be short. It should not be a long, drawn-out dissertation because remember, this is something you're not going to have necessarily written in front of you, but it is definitely something that you should be able to kind of roll off your tongue or practice saying it. And then step number four, you know, at the end of the statement, and you'll get the full example in the book where it talks about, you know, I have a problem. I don't like when you do this. It makes me feel this way. And if you continue doing this, knowing how I feel about it, will this make our relationship better or worse? And so this is where step number four is. It lets the realities of the situation help produce the change because either they're going to want the relationship to get better or they don't care if the relationship gets worse. And then it's just that simple. You know, now it will take some time to think about, but now you would definitely have what you need to be able to make a decision. And so it's definitely a framework that will help you to see more clearly if the other person even realized, one, that there was a problem and if they are willing to do anything about it. You know, bringing awareness to a situation is half the battle. So that's all I'm going to share with you about law number seven. Get the book. You will want to read certain sections over and over. And also he shares a lot of stories that better illustrate his points. I pray that I am doing justice to it, just enough to be able to kind of give you the highlights so that you will want to do the work for yourself. And, you know, I hope that you are following along with us on the end of the year 90-day challenge. I pray that the Lord is really revealing some things to you about, you know, what has happened in 2020 and what you have to look forward to in 2021. So if you are not following us on social media, we are at Rehab Your Life or Rehab Your Life in the number 2 on the various social media handles. You can join the Rehab Your Life community group if you're not already in it. I hope that you are. And if you are in it and you are following along with us for the end of the year challenge, follow along in your 90-day planner. If you want to get a planner, go to rehabyourlife2.com to order the digital download, or I can drop a planner in the mail to you. I am just so excited about what God is doing, and I hope that you guys are getting some good feedback as well. So until next time, talk to you guys next week. This episode is sponsored by Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, a Mary Kay independent beauty consultant. Ladies, if you care about your skin, then you need a free skincare consultation from Danielle Smith to be sure that you have the products that you need to look your best. There is a product line for every skin type. If you have sensitive skin, she's got something for that. If you are all natural, there is a naturals line. If you just want to maintain your natural glow, there's an anti-aging line. And let me tell you about their lip scrub and the lip balm, baby. These lips are kissable and soft. Right now, for my customers, she is offering a free skincare consultation for local Houston area listeners. And for everyone, including the Houston area listeners, she's offering 25% off of any skincare line purchase. Check out her Facebook page at Healthy Visions of Beauty with Danielle Smith, or go to her website at www.marykay.com/Danielle Smith. And there, so you have it. I hope that you enjoyed this episode of the Rehab Your Life podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and share this episode with your friends. Please subscribe to my podcast so that you can get the latest episodes. Also, check me out on Facebook and Instagram at Rehab Your Life in the number 2. I hope that you have a blessed week. Goodbye for now.